This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
.405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is blah, 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 Friday Eve. There you go. Boy, I almost used that other word, Germ. I know that's a dangerous word. You don't like it. I'm not crazy about it. I do want to offer congratulations to Jeremy. You know, Jeremy is the silent guy behind this here little program, and he does a pretty good job, I must say. Standing up against the forces of evil and, well, I don't know, whatever it is that he does. He does a pretty good job, and I'm very, very happy to have him on the team. But I am not the only radio program that Mr. Jeremy produces. Jeremy also produces for Sam Newsman. Sam, as you may or may not know, is the most trusted puppet in media. He's been reporting since Roswell. And Jeremy now has a certain distinction, I would say. He is the producer of this here show in the afternoon, which, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch, finished in the top three. We don't know whether it's one or two or three. I'll tell you what, whatever it is, I'll be very, very grateful. But it'd be nice to be number one again, but in the top three, so that's pretty cool. And Jeremy just found out that the Sam Newsman show finished in the top three for morning radio shows. So he is producing two of the top radio programs in all of Central Virginia. So congratulations to Jeremy. Very, very nice work. Quick reminder about our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You are free to text anytime you'd like. And I want to remind you that if you have car questions, you know, Saturday morning in the garage with Stan Andruski, the best weekend radio program anywhere, is right here on this radio station, 8 a.m., and Stan will take your car questions all throughout the week. I get them off the text line, and then I send them to Stan. So they'll be answered. You can text them now if you'd like, 833-804-1140. I got a buddy of mine. I'm not going to use his name, but I can give you just a little bit of background. A retired police officer, a retired decorated police officer, sent me a little note here. Says, and fundamentally this, he says, I think Facebook is once again suppressing certain political posts. And he said, you know, he's got a lot of friends, and 60 to 70% of them probably agree with him politically. And usually when I post something political, they comment on. But for some reason, and he shared these two posts with me, hasn't gotten a single like. Which says to him that Zuckerberg and the team are once again suppressing things. I believe that. I totally believe that. I wish it weren't true. Honest to goodness, I wish I could sit here and say, ah, come on, it's all conspiracy stuff. Take the tinfoil off. But you can see it, right? I mean, I've seen it for years. Got to remember, I've been in this goofy talk radio business for 33 years. I've been around newsrooms for 33 years. And I know the people who were there. And I know their mindset, and I know their political agenda. I know what happens. I've seen it up close and personal for more than three decades. So I'm not the least bit surprised at any of this stuff. But you, well, you were watching Walter Cronkite, or you had your parents tell you about Walter Cronkite, and you just thought that all the news was, you know, just news. And then Donald Trump came along and told you, hey, this is fake news. And some people really, honest to goodness, did not want to believe it. They wanted to, oh, no, that can't possibly be true. And then you see, guess what? Guess what?
No problem rewriting history for Kamala Harris. Nothing at all, huh? Nothing at all. But you see it, and that's exactly what they are doing.
All right, let us get to a couple of audio clips here. That would be wonderful. Don Lemon, you remember him? He used to be on CNN, and he figured out a way to not be on CNN, and then wasn't he on X for like a day, and then Elon Musk said, you really stink, you get out of here. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing. How about cut number one?
I want to say I'm happy to be in an independent space where I don't have to worry about the corporate overlords now, where I can stand up for democracy, where I can say who I'm supporting. I'm on the side of democracy, and I'm on the side of people who are going to someone who's going to help our people. I'm not on the side of Project 2025. I'm not going to pretend to put these two campaigns on equal footing and at an equal level, because that's not what it is. And also, I think that instead of amplifying, I do agree with the young man who said, do not respond. If you want to respond, look, that's your business. We have heard enough about Donald Trump. We've heard enough about MAGA. They're over-indexed in all of the news coverage. And all of the news coverage you see on cable and traditional television and radio, everyone wants to know, what do we need to know about the MAGA people? We need to understand them. Well, people need to understand Black people in this election, because that's who's going to decide this election. So I run in a lot of different circles, and the worst things that I hear about Kamala Harris comes from white men, straight white men. They can't really explain why they don't like her. They just know that they don't like her, and they send out the worst memes about her, say the worst shit about her. And when they do that, I confront them to their faces. So you got to confront them to their faces, and you got to ask them why, and then tell them the truth about her record. And then also tell them that they have had a first lady in the White House who came from questionable means and who, is a model and naked. I don't see Kamala Harris doing any shit like that. Pardon my French.
Okay. So Melania Trump's a bad person? Is that what I'm to take from that? And Don Lemon doesn't like straight white guys? And straight white guys don't like Kamala Harris? Huh. Now, it just seems a little bizarre to me as you take a listen to some of that. Holy moly. Dude, you're about as racist a human being as I have heard in a long time. Just pure, unadulterated racism and bigotry. That's what I took from that. Nothing of really substantial consequence. Just a bitter, hateful, race-baiting bigot. That's disturbing, don't you think? Really is. It's very, very disturbing. How about cut number two? You have to understand that many in the media continue to stand with Hamas, just like Kamala Harris. Take a listen to cut number two.
In the Israeli-occupied West Bank, the assassination was met with shock and disbelief.
There's also anger. People have been chanting West Bank for Hamas. They want revenge.
Their grief shared with Palestinians in Gaza. I've been crying all day, said Fatima Al-Sati. We've lost one of our very own. Khania was the political face of Hamas. He was the man who sat in the same room as the Israelis trying to hammer out that much-demanded hostage deal. Palestinian activist Mustafa Barghouti believes that deal is now dead.
When you kill the person you negotiate with, what is the intention? The intention is to kill any possibility for peace.
For a region that was already on the verge of escalating into all-out war, this latest assassination brings it just that much closer.
I see. So, just so I'm clear, the Israelis are the bad guys because they killed the bad guy that put together the slaughter of 1,000 innocent people. All right, I'm just trying to do the math, you know. My boys might say that math ain't mathin'. I don't think that math is mathing there. I really don't. Unless, of course, you really just hate the Israelis, in which case, oh my God, Jew plus Jew equals that, right? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, CBS News. CBS pathetic excuse for news. How somebody at the CBS headquarters didn't look at that, hear that, see that, and go, yeah, yeah, that's not reporting. You think that's bad? Yeah, I got more coming your way. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.